Prabhupada wanted to travel on the bullock carts, as I had some experience from before. Myself, Panchadravira Swami, and Trivikram Swami, the three of us, we went to Mathura, and we gave down payment and arranged two bullock carts to come over to Krishna Balaram temple, and plan was to leave the next morning. So we all took rest, anticipating traveling with Prabhupada next morning. But during the night, something else transpired. Some devotees who were concerned about Prabhupada's health, they found this was a big risk. Prabhupada was taking a big risk of traveling on a bullock cart. And the plan was to come to Govardhan. There was a Govardhan Puja time, Govardhan festival. So Prabhupada wanted to come to Govardhan to celebrate Govardhan Puja. To circumambulate and like that, whole Annakut festival. So all those who surrounded Prabhupada and begged him, and they made him change his mind. So in the morning when we got up, there was no more plan of going to Govardhan, and we just asked those bullock cart people to go back to Mathura. This shows there's other parts to this story also. More things happen after some days. But this just shows how Prabhupada was, first of all, very anxious to preach. He was feeling restless lying on the bed there. He wanted to go out and communicate with people, contact people. No one would, under those conditions, no normal person, a worldly person, would think of taking me out in a bullock cart. Who is going to propose such a thing? Take me out and they'll try to make things more comfortable, all that. Or take me to the hospital, they would say, as a doctor's to come. Or take me to London. In fact, Prabhupada was in London. That's where he got more sick. He was on his way to America. On the way to America, he was in London. Then he got more sick. Things were not going very well with his health. So he returned to Bombay. And he spent some time there, and from there we went to Rishikesh. Just staying on the bank of Ganga there, a nice place. And from there he came to Vrindavan. And ultimately he left his body in Vrindavan in month of Kartik. So that is why this festival coming up within a week now, this is going to be 12th disappearance day. So, as I had mentioned, that we visited this Bhim Bridge place where Bhima left his body. That was kind of chastised for making such a statement. But some devotees thought that this Prabhupada's desire to travel in a bullock cart, you know, this Prabhupada got into this idea after he heard some devotees. Bhavananda was one who gave such an interpretation. He said, because you said this, it's already on Prabhupada's mind. He's making plans to leave us. He wants to leave the planet. And then you come from Badrikashram and tell Prabhupada that we visited a place where Bhima left his body. He said, Prabhupada became further more serious about leaving this planet. And that is why he wanted to travel on a bullock cart. And he gave you the plan. He asked you to arrange a bullock cart. And it's all your fault. Like that. So I was getting some blame for it. That's how some thought that Prabhupada, this statement made Prabhupada think of traveling and going in a blood car like that. So that had connection with our visit of Badrikashram. Otherwise we had nice time. We went few times to Badrikashram, or Padyatra also we went. And it is tapasya there because it's very, very cold. There is one nice arrangement there, by the grace of the Lord.
Hot springs.
In the middle of the snowy mountains, or with the mountains with the snow caps, the hot springs. Very, very hot. You could boil your rice. And some people, they tie rice in a cloth and they just put it inside. And they just went around talking and then they pull it out. Then they go some distance and put some salt and a few things. And it's ready to go. While they are bathing in some other kund, there are several kundas with different temperatures. This kund where you could boil rice if you wanted to is very, very hot. There's no way you could get in there. That would be end of you to get in. So while some other family members are cooking rice, they take bath. The other kundas, when they're finished with the bath, rice is ready. So it is difficult to get into these kundas. No, I mean, first of all, a lot of people are trying to get in there. And they're a bit too warm for human body. But once you get in there, you don't like to get out. Because you know what it is like outside. It's quite cool, cold. So you get used to it as you spend some time inside these kundas. They're called tapta kundas, hot springs. So, Lord could arrange such a thing. There's snow all over and then there's a water hot spring on the mountain top there. So scientists may give a reason, yes, there's sulfur inside, this inside, that inside. But then who put sulfur there? We're walking for almost a month from Rishikesh to Badrikashram. We didn't find any sulfur any other place where the tapakundas are. Why just there? They're right in the courtyard. So people take bath there. As soon as they get out, they rush to the this bathing place. They take bath and then they take darshan there. And they make offering of mishri. Sugar candy is prasadam there. They offer sugar candy to Badrikashram and to Badrinath. spiritual world. So because of this presence of Taptapun, heart spring, it is little, it's like a luxury, it's less austere. Yeah. So by the grace of Krishna, or the residents of Brajamandal, Brajadhana, they don't have to face that snow. There's no snow here. And there's a nice kun here. Another name one priest said of this name of this kun is Sheetal Kun. Sheetal means cool. Sheetal Kun is cool. There it is Tapta Kun in Himalaya. It's Sheetal Kun, it's a cool kun. There is exceptionally cool water here in this kun. It is good for the hot spring is good there, and the cool spring here is also good. Come walking, tired pilgrims can come and have cooling effect on their bodies by bathing in this kun. So now you may go, may not go to Badrikashram. You are benefited by visiting this Badrikashram. This is where Brajavasis come when they desire of going to Badrikashram. So just take advantage of our being here by performing some austerities. So tomorrow we have a nice opportunity, this Ekadasi of Damodar month. Only two Ekadasis this month. One is tomorrow. So we could try this fasting. And some extra reading, chanting, which helps us to remember Krishna, which is goal of our parikrama and human form of life. So let us pray to their lordships, Sri Sri Naranarayan Rishis, to give us necessary strength and determination to perform some tapasya here at their lotus feet, as well as all the time in future. They are original tapasvis, original austere people, personalities. So by their grace we could also perform some austerities. Die, go to the moon. Divyada Vrindaranya Kalpa Dramadha Srimad Ratnakara Sihasanastho Sri Sri Radha Sri Lagovinda Devo Prishthal Vihi Saivyamanam Smarami. Sriman Rasarasaram Bhivam Sivadatatasthira Karshan Venushanair Gopi Gopinata Priyasana. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prem Pradayade Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Chaitanya. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namne. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Deshadarine. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram jaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirai. Nastaprayesha bhadresha nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki.
So read from Canto 1st, chapter 15. The chapter is the Pandavas retire timely. Timely meaning soon after Krishna departed, they also decided to depart. So first of all they retire. They were in Hastinapur and they have this news from Dwaraka. Not very good news.
Due to grief, Arjuna's mouth and lotus-like heart had dried up. Therefore his body lost all luster. Now remembering the Supreme Lord, he could hardly utter a word in reply. Remembering Lord Krishna and his well-wishes, benefactions, intimate familial relations, and his chariot driving, Arjuna, overwhelmed and breathing very heavily, began to speak. Arjuna uvacha vanchito aham maharaja harina bandhu rupina ena me aparitam tejo deva vismapanam mahat.
Arjuna said, O king, the personality of Godhead Hari, who treated me exactly like intimate friend, has left me alone. Thus my astounding power, which astonished even the demigods, is no longer with me. I have just lost him whose separation for a moment would render all universes unfavorable and void, like bodies without life. So this is a reaction of Arjuna, and he goes on speaking like a madman due to the separation from Krishna. And then there's a statement. When the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, left this earthly planet in his selfsame form, from that very day, Kali, who had already partially appeared, became fully manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge. The influence of Kali can be enforced only upon those who are not fully developed in God consciousness. One can neutralize the effects of Kali by keeping oneself fully under the supreme care of the personality of Godhead. The age of Kali ensued just after the battle of Kurukshetra, but it could not exert its influence because of the presence of the Lord. The Lord, however, left this earthly planet in his own transcendental body, and as soon as he left, the symptoms of the Kali Yuga, as were envisioned by Maharaj Yudhisthira prior to Arjuna's arrival from Dwarka, began to manifest, and Maharaj Yudhisthira rightly conjectured on the departure of Lord from the earth. As we have already explained, Lord left our sight just as when the sun sets, it is out of our sight. Maharaj Yudhishthir was intelligent enough to understand the influence of the age of Kali, characterized by increasing avarice, falsehood, cheating and violence throughout the capital, state, home and among the individuals. So he wisely prepared himself to leave home and he dressed accordingly. Thereafter, in the capital of Hastinapur, he enthroned his grandson, who was trained and equally qualified as the emperor and master of all land bordered by the seas. And that grandson is King Pariksha at Hastinapur. And this is Yudhishthir Maharaj's grandson, not Krishna's great-grandson. Don't confuse. And this is talk of Hastinapur, not Mathura. So, the text 38 is talking about the five Pandavas enthroning their grandson. Of course, is the property of one of the brothers. Whose grandson is he?
Arjuna.
He's Arjuna's grandson. Whose son is he?
Abhimanyu.
So he was enthroned and the total land on the earth bordered by the seas was under the subjugation of King of Hastinapur. Maharaj Yudhishthir trained his grandson, Maharaj Parikshit, who was equally qualified in state administration in terms of king's obligation to the citizens. Thus the Parikshit was enthroned on the seat of Maharaj Yudhishthir prior to his departure back to Godhead. Now Yudhishthir Maharaj was the king. He had no son who would naturally become the prince, the following king. What happened to his son? Son of Yudhishthir Maharaj was killed. Who killed him? Ashwatthama killed him. Did he kill only son of Yudhishthir Maharaj? He killed all the five sons of five Pandavas who were begotten in the womb of Draupadi. So, because there was no other descendant, there was no other child in the family of these five Pandavas, only surviving child was this Parikshit, so he naturally becomes a king. Concerning Maharaj Parikshit, the specific word used, Vinayinam, is significant. Why was King of Hastinapur, at least till the time of Maharaj Parikshit, accepted as the emperor of the world? The only reason is that the people of the world were happy because of the good administration of the emperor. The happiness of the citizens was due to ample production of natural produce such as grains, fruits, milks, herbs, valuable stones, minerals and everything that the people needed. They were even free from the bodily miseries, anxieties of mind and disturbances caused by natural phenomena and other living beings. In other words, they are free from threefold miseries. Leave a little path, Now they are finished bathing, next thing is circumambulation. So they are going to be coming. Because everyone was happy in all respects, there was no resentment, although there were sometimes battles between the state kings for political reasons and supremacy. Everyone was trained to attain the highest goal of life, and therefore people were also enlightened enough not to quarrel over trivialities. The influence of the age of Kali gradually infiltrated good qualities of both kings and the citizens, and therefore the tense situation developed between ruler and the ruled, but still even in the age of disparity between the rulers and the ruled, there can be spiritual, this language is difficult, emolument and God consciousness. That is a special prerogative. Then the next text, number 39, says, then he posted Vajra, the son of Aniruddha, grandson of Lord Krishna. Aniruddha is grandson of Lord Krishna, and his son, Aniruddha's son Vajra, he was posted at Mathura as a king of Surasen. Afterwards, Maharaj Yudhishthira performed a Prajapati sacrifice and placed in himself the fire for quitting household life. So, like that, the text number 40, the Maharaj Yudhishthira at once relinquished all his garments, belt, and ornaments of royal order and became completely disinterested and unattached to everything. Now this party is going where? Where are they going?
Badrikashram.
They're all heading towards Badrikashram. So who were all people going?
Five Pandava
brothers were going. And
Draupadi.
And a dog. It's a team of how many?
Seven.
Party of seven people on pilgrimage of Badrikashram. And then they kept leaving their bodies one by one on the way to Badrikashram. The first person who left the body was Draupadi, left her body first. And the next one was Sahadev. Then Nakula left his body. Then Arjuna left his body. And then Bhima left his body. And there were two survived. Who were the two? Yudhishthira Maharaj and the dog. And then comes chariot from heaven with the message that your brothers have already reached the heaven and they're all waiting for you there. So let us all go. Get in, hurry up. So he was getting in, and along with him the dog also was trying to get in. But the chariot driver said, no dogs. To heaven? No, dog cannot go. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, I also don't go. This dog cannot go, I prefer staying back. Okay, go. You go. So, when such a affection was expressed by Yudhishthira Maharaj towards this dog, dog could not remain a dog, because that was not a dog, that was Yamaraj. So, and he was very pleased. Yamaraj was pleased with his son. Who is the son? Yudhishthira Maharaj, his son. Because Yamaraj was, Kunti had chanted the mantra and Yamaraj comes. And there was Yudhishthira. And Kunti chants the mantra and demigod in charge of air comes. The Bhima was born. Then another mantra and Indra comes. And Arjuna takes birth. And another mantra was chanted by Madhuri, and Ashwini Kumaras come, and Nakula and Sahadev are born. So, Yudhishthira Maharaja's father who begot Yudhishthira Maharaj is Yamaraj, and he was testing his son like this. And the reply of Yudhishthira Maharaj was, when the chariot driver was refusing to accept this dog getting a ride to heaven, he said, how could I leave this dog behind? The dog had been walking along with our party for such a long time and is totally dependent on us, and now on me alone. There's no one else to look after him. So it is not fair that I leave this dog in the middle of nowhere. What are you talking about? This cannot happen. He has no other shelter. I am his shelter. So this was the argument that was spread up. Good for you. You wanted some singing like that. But they could be invited to come in the afternoon and this one. Kshama karo, kama maaf karo. But they're all fired after. So you see how Mahabharata is teaching lesson like this? Mahabharata is teaching the culture. This is how a human being becomes cultured, by practicing Vedic culture, which has been depicted, comes out strong in Mahabharata. But there is something beyond this morality. But morality also has its place in Krishna conscious culture. And in the last statement of Bhagavad Gita, it is said that wherever there is Krishna and Arjuna, like archer, there you find four things. What are those four things?
Victory.
Morality. Okay. Go ahead. Fame? No.
Niti. Principle. Success. Dhruv principle. Success.
Bhut. Yatra yogeshwaro Krishna yatra partha dhanu tatra sri. First, opulence. Vijay, victory, extraordinary power, the third thing, and niti, the morality, the fourth thing. So morality is also there. Wherever there is Krishna and the devotee, he is naturally, his behavior is full of morality. He is more than just a moral person. So that has been depicted all over Mahabharata. Now, at this, in this Badrika Ashram, earlier, the Pandavas also had come along with Draupadi, and they were stationed there in Badrika Ashram. This was while they were on exile. They were going all over through the forest, into the mountains, because they had no shelter, they had no capital, they had no home. So they were at Badrika Ashram. So while they were there, Arjuna had gone to heaven to meet his father, Indra. And he was there for some time, while everyone else was waiting for his return from heaven. While Arjuna was there, he's a handsome and all that, with all qualities, supreme archer, beautiful. So one apsara was attracted to him. One apsara wanted to enjoy with him, but he flatly refused. Said, this cannot happen. Get lost. Pursue would not just go away just like that. He said, okay, I go away, but I curse you. And what is my curse? You will end up becoming unique, not unique. Eunuch. You'll be neither male or female, in other words. That is what you end up becoming. So, anyway, I forgot the details. Someone reduced, somehow that curse was reduced to a period, huh?
Indra asked her to reduce it.
Oh, he asked. Okay, he asked. And then she reduced that curse for a period of 1 year. And only for 1 year, not rest of the life, but only for 1 year. Year of your choice, you would be, you know. So this was going to be useful. That will explain how it became useful later on, of Arjuna being eunuch. So while the rest of the family was waiting there at Badrika Ashram, one day, one nice beautiful flower came with the wind, and it was dropped just in front or in the lap of Draupadi, and she fell in love with that flower. She liked that flower very much, and then she demanded, I would like to get more flowers like this. Which of my husband would go get me flower like this? And of course the strongest one there was Bhima. He said, I can do it for you. So Bhima was assigned this duty, and he was on the way. They had seen which direction that flower had come from, so he was going there. And then there is a famous valley in Himalayas, not far from Badrika Ashram, is known as Flower Valley. It's one of the major tourist attractions in India. Lots of people go there. Some people go to Badrika Ashram for darshan of the Lord, while others go for darshan of flowers.
Hemkund, isn't it?
It's close to Hemkund, which is pilgrimage site for the Sikhs. So Bhima was going. Hurriedly he was going, and on his way he found an old monkey with its tail spread on a narrow path, lane like that. And he was an elderly person. So he did not want to cross over the body of this is another cultured person doesn't cross over the bodies of others. That's why if you go to Gaudiya Math or Bengal, a person sitting in the crowd wants to get out, he bows down, always trying to clear the path. Okay, okay. Trying to clear the path. He doesn't just jump over or trample all creatures. No, there is nobody. No, that's not the attitude. So he did not want to offend this elderly person, even though in the body of a monkey, he did not want to commit offense. So he requested, please remove the tail so that I could go. The monkey said, I am very old and tired. So you could remove the tail and go. I have no objection. I'm not here to collect any taxes or anything. You could go. I'm not going to stop you. Go. Yes, because I'm old and tired, you could help me out. I'm not able to lift the tail now. I'm not just in the mood of lifting the tail. You could do it yourself. Help yourself. So, Bhima thought, well, that so he tried lifting the tail. First of all, he thought this is nothing. I could very easily lift the tail. But when he tried it, it was really heavy tail. Really, really heavy that he was not able to. It was not budging an inch. It was just he tried with one hand, two hands, and no, he really used all his might. Just perspiring and wondering, what is going on? Just an ordinary monkey's tail. So when he tried his best and then he gave up, almost. So at that time, so he was also thinking, this is not ordinary monkey. He must be someone, some demigod or some extraordinary personality. So at that time, his monkey revealed its original stature, became very, very tall. And that was Hanuman. And he embraced Bhima. He was very pleased with Bhima. And he also introduced himself. He said, we are brothers. Don't you know we are brothers? How are they brothers? They're both sons of Vayu, demigod in charge of air, Bhima and Hanuman. So Hanuman said, I'm very pleased with you. So if you need me in near future, please remember me. I would be very much willing to come and assist you. If there's any war, any battle to be fought, I could come. So later on when there was a battle at Kurukshetra, this Hanuman did come. And where was this Hanuman situated? He was right there on the top of the chariot on the flag. Hanuman was there. Yes? Did I make any mistake? Vishwamara always corrects my stories. On Arjuna's chariot. Good. Yeah, not any other chariot. Arjuna's chariot. It was Arjuna's chariot. Why that chariot? Because on that chariot also was Lord Krishna, who is master of Hanuman. In the previous incarnation, Lord appeared as Sri Ram and Hanuman was there assisting Sri Ram, serving Sri Ram. Also helping in the battle when Ram fought the battle with Ravana, Hanuman was playing leading role. So he was anxious to serve his master one more time. So he came when there was a battle of Kurukshetra. Hanuman again joined one more time. And this Hanuman, we understand from Mahabharata, it wasn't just a dead painting, doing nothing, sitting idle. This Hanuman was playing a big role. The Hanuman was very much alive there. Just by looking at him, the enemy came, you know, they would just collapse. Sometimes he would send the way he would look, the way he would make noise. He would make something like that. And that horror would just really spread all over and shatter the hearts. And just, it would be demoralized, these enemies. And that was enough. Then someone just throws an arrow and finished. Like a half dead. These people were already half dead because of Hanuman's action, or Hanuman's glancing, or Hanuman's, making some noise and sending those vibrations. And then others were, toppling them over. So like this, Hanuman played a role in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So later on, and these five Pandava brothers, as they were completing their term of being on exile for 12 years, that period was over, and they are supposed to be staying one more year incognito. And they are recognized during that period, then what happens? Another term of 12 years on exile. So they wanted to make sure that no one takes note of their being whereabouts and who is who. They were doing their best to hide their identity. So they decided to come to kingdom of King Virat. Virat was a friendly king, so they came, and they one by one they entered this kingdom of King Virat, the capital of King Virat. Before entering this capital, they had changed their clothes, they had changed their names. And they had collected their all this armor, this club, and Arjun's Gandhi and Bhima's club, all these weapons. They put that in a big bag, and it was kept hanging from a tree outside the capital. And they entered one by one. They entered. And they wanted to find some job. Different person would undertake different job. So they took different jobs. Yudhishthira Maharaj, he took up a job. He said he presented himself as someone who could entertain the king, sitting down and playing chess with him. Kings always like someone doing that. So he was accepted, he was given employment. Then after some time, Bhima comes, and he was given employment also in the kitchen. He becomes the cook. Then Arjuna comes, presents himself now as a eunuch. Yes, I'm a dance teacher, and I understand you have a young daughter. What about teaching her some dance? I can teach. And I'm not a man, so no problem. So he also was given job of teaching dance to who? What is the name of the daughter? Uttara. Uttara was the daughter of King Virat. And then Nakul and Sahadev, they also got the jobs. One became in charge of the horses. Another one takes charge of the cows. And Draupadi, she becomes maid servant of the queen, combing her hair and looking after the queen of Virat. So they're spending time there, and they're supposed to be spending time one year period. So a lot of things happen during this period. Somehow different things were happening, and it was difficult sometimes to conceal, hide their identity. This Bhima, he's very angry and very strong. One time, this Draupadi, I think it was the queen's brother, what is the name? Kichak. He wanted to enjoy Draupadi, and Bhima took care of this Kichak. And this Kichak also was known to be very, very powerful. When this Kichak was killed, they're almost thinking, this is a job of... reminded them of someone like Bhima. Someone like only Bhima could kill this Kichak. There's no one else. Is Bhima around? They're almost thinking like that. There are many details given in Mahabharata. So they're spending time like that. Then towards the end of their stay in the capital of King Virat, this Duryodhan, all these big stalwart Maharathis from Hastinapur, they had come with the army, and they stole all the cows of King Virat, and they were taking them to Hastinapur. So the cows were considered a wealth, Godhan. So they're trying to steal and forcibly take away. Must have thousands and thousands of cows. So they came and they gathered all the cows, a big army they had come with. And Karna was there, Dronacharya was there, Bhishma was there, everyone had come. They managed getting all the cows, they collected, and their cows were going, and they were all behind, driving the cows in direction of Hastinapur. So when this king came to know of this attack and this big theft of cows, he immediately assigned his son. Said, go, stop this. The son was dutiful, so he was ready to go. But then who would drive the chariot? So Arjun, he said, I can do it. Now everyone was surprised. This person was supposed to be just a eunuch. And he says, I will go to the battlefield and I will be the chariot driver of your son. And everyone was again surprised. But because he was enthusiastic, they kind of gave green signal, okay, you go. So So they went, and this son of King Virat, he wasn't very, very powerful. He was not expert in battling. So when he saw this big army and all these Maharathis, he was almost ready to make a U-turn and go back to the capital. But Arjuna said, "What is wrong with you? What happened? What happened? Where are you going? Army is this way, not that way." He said, "Nothing doing. I, you know," he was trembling. "I can't manage it." So then Arjuna said, "I will manage it. You become the chariot driver and give me the bow and arrow. I will fight." And you know, this son of King Virat, he could not believe. First of all, when he was willing to drive the chariot, they were kind of surprised. Now the same person says, "Now I will take the bow and arrow. You just become a driver." So they had some dialogue, and then this, his name was Brihadnala, right? I think he had adopted name called Brihad. Right. So, says, how come you cannot drive, you cannot fight with these people, these big Maharathis?" And Arjuna, "Certainly I could. What do you mean? Yes, I can fight." And then he gradually, during the dialogue, he disclosed his identity. He said, "I am Arjuna." So this was towards the end of their 1 year period. He said, "I am Arjuna." So he wanted some kind of proof. "If you are Arjuna, could you prove that you are Arjuna?" And one test was there. He said, "I have heard that you are known by 10 different names. Arjuna is known by 10 different names. Please say those 10 names. If you say those 10 names, I will accept that you are Arjuna. Then you could fight." And Arjuna quickly said those 10 names. And they are, Dhananjaya is one name, Vijay, Svetavahan, Falgun, Kiritan, Vibhatsu, Savyasachin, Arjuna, Jishnu and Krishna. These are the 10 names.
Krishna also,
because he's always associated with Krishna and thinking of Krishna. So he said, these are the names. So immediately this person was convinced, yes, you must be Arjuna. And now he's chasing after this big army and this Duryodhan and Bhishma and all these people. He goes around and he stops them. Arjuna was prepared to fight single-handedly with all of them put together. And he did fight. And he was victorious. So they were all sent, defeated and empty-handed. The cows were rescued and brought back to the kingdom of King Virat. And everyone was really surprised. So it was now the end of the 1 year incognito, that period. So gradually everything was revealed unto King Virat. And when King Virat, he found out that Arjuna was the one, or this person who was teaching, my daughter was the one who fought the battle and rescued the cows. The King Virat, he said, "I'm very pleased with you. And I want to give some reward, some befitting reward. And I already have thought of what the reward could be." And he said, "I would like to give my daughter in marriage to you. I would like Uttara to marry you. And Arjuna was surprised. No! How could that be? I had been treating her as my daughter all this time for 1 year. Now I should turn my attitude altogether and make her my wife? This is impossible. But if you so desire, he said, I have a son, young, beautiful son. If you don't mind, or if you insist, she could be married to my son. She would be nice daughter-in-law. Not wife, but daughter-in-law. So that was agreed upon by Uttara, by King Virat, and
Abhimanyu
was the son of Arjun, and Abhimanyu was duly married with Uttara, the king of daughter of King Virat, and that daughter's son is Maharaj Parikshit, who was made the king, the emperor of the whole world before the Pandavas retired timely. So like this, so 1 year period over, and then there was a big meeting of all well-wishers now, how to proceed. Krishna, Balaram, and several kings, friendly kings, were invited to decide how to proceed now. And first of all, they decided, yes, we should send some messengers with messages to Hastinapur and see whether we could have some friendly dialogue and settle things in a friendly manner. So Krishna was selected as a messenger, and when Krishna goes, there was a welcome. He was welcomed everywhere on the way to the capital, Hastinapur. And this was arrangement of Duryodhana. He wanted to win over Krishna, win him over by nice receptions. There were arches, and there were citizens lining up, and they were offering prayers and like that, flowers. So when Krishna comes ultimately to the capital, Hastinapur, and there was also a big lunch cooked for Krishna by Duryodhana, and Krishna was invited to come eat. But it was not smelling very good to Krishna. And otherwise it was nice, spicy, and materially nice, opulent feast was cooked. But there was no devotion. Bhaktyamam patram pushpam phalam toyam yomi bhaktya. Bhakti was not there. All opulence was there. The whole matter was there. It doesn't matter if there is no bhakti. It was devoid of bhakti. So Lord Krishna, instead of eating that lunch, where did he go? He went to Kutira Vidura, which was just near there, just outside Hastinapur. Vidura lived in a kutir, in a hut, and then he had very good time in a kutir. In the palace he did not take lunch. He took just pills of banana. He said, what a nice. Such a loving exchange was there. The love had conquered Krishna. So it doesn't matter what they have offered. It is offered with love and devotion. So Krishna really enjoyed taking that humble offering. It was wrong offering. something that you eat was thrown away, because VVIP had come. Very, very important person had come as a guest. So they all become excited, wife and husband. If big man comes to your little humble cottage, you really don't know how to proceed, and you feel lost and overwhelmed, and you end up making a lot of mistakes. So that is what happened. They were very excited, ecstatic, and they offered this banana peels. So Krishna relished it. So during that visit of Hastinapur, Krishna tried to make some compromise, settle the issue out of the court, or settle the issue in a friendly manner. But Duryodhan was such a... he was intoxicated. He wanted power, and ultimately proposal was made, okay, at least 5 villages. What about 5 villages or 5 Pandavas? And Duryodhan said, 5 villages, my God! 5 villages, that's a big thing. What you're asking is not a small thing. 5 villages, that's a lot of... you're asking a lot. Forget 5 villages, I am not prepared to give. How much land? You keep a pin somewhere, a land that is covered by the pin point. Even that much land I'm not willing to spare. Now you may do as you please. This is my final conclusion. So after all these attempts were made, first Bhima, first Duryodhan did try to make some friendly, he was trying to be friendly with Krishna and win him over. And when that failed, then he also tried to capture Krishna and tie down Krishna. And what did Krishna do? He also kind of took a big form, universal form. So Krishna was back in the camp of his friends, Arjuna, 5 brothers and others. And then it was decided, yes, battle is the only solution now. And then both the parties, Arjun party and Duryodhan party, started getting the battle together, battle arrangements together. And in the attempt, they were going all over the world to meet different kings, to get them on their sides. Arjuna was trying that, Duryodhana was trying that. So both of them also went to Dwaraka, and somehow they ended up there together, the same day, the same time. And Krishna said, okay, because you have both come, so I want to help both of you. So this is what I would do. I would divide, I'll make 2 portions. You take a pick. In 1 portion there will be just myself. The other portion will have my army. I'm a Dwarkadish, I'm a king of Dwarka, and I have a sena. What is the name of the army?
Chaturanga.
No. The name of that sena. So that was one Akshohini division. So then we know what happened. Duryodhan took the army
with armaments, and Lord Krishna without armaments.
And Krishna, just a person, Krishna with no arms. So then there was a battle of Kurukshetra, which started on Ekadasi. And early morning of that first day of the battle, the Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Early morning.
And when both had gone, like Duryodhan sat on the head of Krishna because he thought that as soon as he gets up, I'll talk to him. And Arjuna sat on the leg. So when he woke up, so he saw him.
Yeah, that's detail. So Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita on Mokshada Ekadasi. And then battle began. It lasted for 18 days. And there were 18 Akshohini divisions. There were 11 divisions fighting on behalf of Duryodhana. And Pandavas had only 7 Akshohini divisions. So like that, 18 divisions were fighting for 18 days. While there are 18 chapters in Bhagavad Gita. And there are 18 parvas in Mahabharata. Mahabharata is divided in 18 parvas. Like Srimad Bhagavatam has 12 cantos. So this Bhagavad Gita is in Bhishma Parva. The parva called Bhishma Parva. So first 10 days Bhishma was fighting. He was the commander-in-chief of Duryodhana's army. On the 10th day he was almost killed. He did not die. And then next person to take over the commandership was Dronacharya. And he fought the battle for 5 days. And then there was Karna. Karna took over. And he fought it for 2.5 days or something. 2 days. Then Shalya took over. And he was the last one. Like this. The battle went on for 18 days. And towards the end of the battle, entire army and everyone from Duryodhana's side was killed. Except 3 persons. Ashwatthama, Kritavarman, and Kripacharya. Kripacharya, Ashwatthama, and there's one more. Only 3 survived. Everyone else. So, even though it was a victory for Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj was not very happy. So much killing had taken place. So he requested Lord Krishna to stay on. They came to Hastinapur. He wanted Krishna's association. So Krishna stayed, giving solace to these Pandava brothers. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj becomes the king. He rules the kingdom as emperor for 36 years. And then Lord Krishna goes from Hastinapur to Dwarka and he remains busy winding up his Leela on the planet. And then there's a fratricidal war amongst the brothers, family members. There's a big battle at Prabhas Kshetra, some distance away from Dwarka, southeast of Dwarka. And then and Arjuna was visiting Dwarka. That's the time Arjuna was asked to look after all these queens of Dwarka. And then he brings these queens to Hastinapur. So later on, when Vajranab became the king of Mathura. All these queens of Krishna were transferred to Mathura. And they're all feeling separation from Krishna. And that's the time, as per advice of Kalindi, Jamuna, they performed Nam Sankirtan, and the festival was organized. And Uddhava, he appeared and he spoke Bhagavatam for 1 month. And that's the time Uddhava told King Parikshit, now Krishna, because Krishna is not on the planet, the Kali is going to come out stronger. So we are doing your Bhagavatam Katha. So you please make sure you go all over and just subdue this. Keep this Kali in control. So later on, all the pastime, all Krishna Leela came back alive as Buddha was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and all the queens, they became part of Krishna Leela. Vajranav also joined the team. So before Krishna's departure, he had asked Uddhava to go to Badrikashram. So this is that Badrikashram, his original. So technically he went to the other Badrikashram in Himalayas. And that is where he's residing. So, we are fortunate here to come and be reminded of several pastimes. Naturally one remembers the corresponding pastime of the places which we visit. And as we hear of that pastime in that spot, that pastime makes more sense to the hearer, hearing on the spot about the pastime, the particular corresponding pastime comes out really strong, and that leaves a lasting impression and memories on our hearts. And Krishna's form comes out more clear. Things become more and more clear. So that's the advantage of going around doing Vrajamandal Parikrama in atmosphere like this.
Six of the 10th morning, Badrikashram just about to leave.
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem Jagah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopinasham Kum Radha Kungiri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Mathura Dham ki jai, Dwarka Dham ki jai, Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai, Mayapur Dham ki jai. Ganga mai jamuna mai ki jaya, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Maharani ki jaya, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jaya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jaya, Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jaya, Sri Sri Nitai Gaur Sundar ki jaya, Prajamandal Parikrama ki jaya, Parikrama Bhakta Vrinda ki jaya, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Aal Gaur Premanandi. ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोऽभीष्टं साविधानेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलां श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकर्णा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौरांगी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरिर्नाम हरिर्नाम हरिर्नामैव केवलं कलौ नास्त्यैव 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 गतिरन्यथा नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरदृशे नमः आनन्दलीलामय विग्रहाय श्रीमाभदिव्यच्छविसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते अजानुलम्बितभुजौ कनकावदातौ संकीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायताक्षौ विश्वम्भरौ भुजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ जयतां सुरतोर्पङ्गौ मम मन्दमतेर्गतिमदसर्वस्वपादां भोजो राधामदनमोहन दिव्यदवृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमद श्रीमद्रत्नागारसिंहासनस्थौ श्री श्रीराधा श्रीलगोविन्ददेवो पृष्ठारिः सेव्यमानं स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भी वंशीवटतटस्थितः कर्षन् वेणुशनैर्गोपी गोपीनाथस्प्रियस्तु नः नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पश्चाद्यदेशतारिणे श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे shastra vicharinai kanipuno sad dharma samsthapako lokanam hitakarino tribhuvane manyo taranya karo radha krishna padam vajanandena mattaliko vande rupa sanatano prabhu jago sri jiva gopalako. I offer my respectful obeisances unto six Goswamis, namely Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizing and studying all the revealed scriptures. With the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in mood of the gopis and are engaged in transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. Today we'll go through at least the beginning part of the chapter 21 of Nectar of Devotion entitled Qualities of Sri Krishna. As we go through these qualities of Sri Krishna, we will also realize that some of the qualities are possessed by qualities of Krishna are also possessed by the living entities. You add some more qualities of Krishna and then those are the qualities of Shiva. And you add some more qualities and we get a picture of the qualities of Narayan. And still there are some more qualities, four additional qualities, which only Krishna possesses. No living entity, no Shiva, no Narayan. So here we are all living entities, just coming from Narayan Lok, Badri Narayan, going to Shiva Lok, to Kedarnath, but our goal is to find Krishna. We, the living entities, are trying to find Krishna, but we come across Narayan on the way, we come across Shiva on the way, so we better should know who is who, who we are, who is Krishna, who is Narayan, who is Shiva. We should have a very clear picture. This clear picture was there. The gopis had very clear picture of who is who. That is why when they met Narayan near Govardhan Hill in a village, place called Paita, they simply offered their obeisances to Narayan and inquired, yes, have you seen our Krishna? And then they continued their journey looking for Krishna all over Braj. So we also spent a couple of days with Narayan. Gopis spent much less time with Narayan. Did anyone stay behind in Narayan Lok? Yes? No one stayed in Narayan Lok. Because you're all heading towards Vrajadham, Golok. So you are not interested in Narayan Lok. You want to transcend that Lok, go beyond that Lok. The topmost Lok is Golok. Golok eva nivasati. Only in Golok resides Akhilatma Bhuta.
the soul, person who is source and shelter of all the living entities, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Sa nivasati, he resides Goloka eva. In Golok he resides. So, Golok includes